Paul Nolte is the senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. The minutes from the Fed's last meeting are going to be released at 1 this afternoon, Chicago time. How big a deal is that?
I'm not sure it's going to be that big a deal because we've heard from all the Fed governors. They've been chatting like crazy for the last couple of weeks. So I think most everybody understands where they stand on interest rates, the economy, and their beliefs on how things are going to be unfolding. So I think it's going to be a non-event. I think really the big event is going to be NVIDIA's earnings after the close. Everybody's been waiting to see how this one of the Magnificent Seven did this last quarter, and that could drive technology stocks even further over the next week or two.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, Austin Goolsbee, said the economy appears to be on the golden path. What does that mean? And what do you think of what he's saying?
Well, I think most everybody is going to be reserving their right to change their mind. And his comments are along the lines of the economy is in the Goldilocks economy. It's not too hot, not too cool, so the Fed can kind of hang out where they're at. They don't have to raise rates. It's not weak enough that they really have to cut rates. Inflation is coming down. It's trending in the right direction, maybe not too fast or fast enough, but at least it's heading in the right direction. So the Fed can be kind of on cruise control here for a while, according to Austin. So whether that's the case or not, the Fed is notoriously wrong and notoriously late to the party. Remember when inflation was transitory. Mm. So we're always a little nervous when we hear the Fed speakers talk because they tend to be a little bit behind the curve when it comes to, you know, really understanding where the economy is going. And like the rest of us, we're all data dependent. We're all watching the data. So they're not doing much different than most economists and analysts in the market.
Consumer spending starting to slow down a bit. What does that tell you?
Yeah, we saw it in Lowe's earnings this morning as well. So the stock's down here a little bit. We heard from Walmart. We're seeing it in some of the headline numbers. It's telling us that the consumer is maybe not tapped out, but certainly as far as spending money on stuff, probably slowing that down. Certainly when we go to the airports, and this week is going to be huge for travel, hotels, et cetera, for the Thanksgiving week, the shifting in spending is going from buying things to going places and experiences, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I think the spending overall has shifted more from retail to that experiences, which is not necessarily picked up in retail sales. So I think the consumer is still in reasonably good shape. One concern is that we're seeing a pickup in delinquencies and late payments. In general, that's not necessarily a good sign, especially when credit cards are, you know, notoriously high in interest rates, 18 to 25%.
Seems like the falling energy prices, that's some good news this time of year, isn't it?
That's very good news. And I think that really when you look at the consumer price index and producer price index, that was one of the big beneficiaries or a big help in getting the consumer price index down. So it came in much better than expected last week. A lot of that was due to energy prices. We're hearing some rumblings from OPEC that, you know, they want to keep prices where they're at. We're hanging around that $75 to $80 range. I think we will be comfortable, the consumer will be comfortable in that $70 to $90 range. And we've kind of bounced around there at different times. But OPEC, you know, if they decide, well, we need to have higher energy prices, they can pull back on production, and that can hurt. Historically, this is the low part of the year as far as energy prices. We will start to see energy prices gradually pick up as we get through the winter months and into the spring, peaking out generally in the April-May period over the course of a normal year.
Last report I heard about gas prices indicated they could be falling further down for the next few months. That's got to be good news for the economy because that affects so much.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of betwixt and between on it, because one of the other things that's kind of overhanging the energy market is the amount that we have in reserves. Those got drained over the last couple of years. We're now at one of our lowest levels as far as energy reserves that we hold in the various salt mines around the United States. That should get rebuilt and has not to this point. So that creates some demand. And as I mentioned earlier, OPEC has been rumbling that, you know, maybe energy prices are a little too low here. So the consumer in general has been driving a little bit less. Certainly still the work from home is still a thing, although you wouldn't guess that by, you know, driving the Eisenhower or Dan Ryan every day. But I think when you look in general, energy usage is down a little bit. So the demand picture has come down a little bit. Supply is still reasonable. So like I said, we should see energy prices hang around here for a little while. But historically, we'll see energy generally pick up between now and May of next year.
Except after Thanksgiving dinner, our energy will be at an all-time low for the year. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We'll be on the couch and just rubbing our bellies. Yeah. Absolutely.
I hope you have a good time doing that. Thank you. Paul Nolte, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Appreciate it. Thank you.